Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Busy in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, as Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide coaching staff, the new coaching staff there with the departure of Nick Saban, are busy, hard at work in spring practice as they prepare the Crimson Tide for the first season without Nick Saban there in a long, long time. Hello, everyone. Welcome in to SEC Unfiltered. I am Blaine Gilmer. Not just do we have a busy Tuscaloosa in terms of spring football going on, the basketball team just punched their ticket to the Sweet 16. So lots of stuff going on right now in terms of Alabama athletics. But today we're going to be looking ahead a little bit. It's an exciting time right now, but we're going to go ahead and look ahead to this fall as we touch on the most important three-game stretch for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, there were lots of different games, lots of different ways we could have chopped this up and gone about it. Of course, every game matters. Every game is magnified when it comes to college football. You only get 12 of them in the regular season, and that's why they're great. They matter so much. But with the 12-team college football playoff now in play and some different things that you have to look at, we thought it would be important to highlight a stretch of games that is going to be absolutely vital to the momentum of the season, to the fresh on the mind of the committee and all those kind of things when it comes down to it. Now, Alabama could take that all out of the equation and just run the table and win the SEC championship, right? Totally not out of the realm of possibility. Kellen DeBoer has a very talented football team. He's a very talented football coach, has a great staff, is doing well to start off there in terms of getting things going, putting his spin on things. There's a whole lot of difference going on now at Alabama. People are allowed to come in and watch practice. They're playing a bunch of music at practice. It's a little bit different feel and vibe. Our guy Cole Thompson put out a video about the return of Caden Proctor, and part of that being him kind of hearing through his former teammates when he had moved to Iowa and was going to be part of the Hawkeyes. Heard from part of his former teammates, hey, things are a little bit different down here. It's a little bit different atmosphere. You know, you come, you know, see what it's all about. So now him returning back to Alabama, there is a difference, okay? Kellen DeBoer is not just going to say, okay, I'm gonna be Nick Saban 2.0, because you can't be Nick Saban 2.0, okay? You can't. That's impossible. You have to do things your way and still try to keep some of the pieces there in place that made Nick Saban so successful. But this Alabama team is going to be a fascinating one to watch, and we wanted to dive right in to the three-game stretch that I feel is going to be most important for the Alabama Crimson Tide in 2024 for their playoff hopes and for the season overall. But guys, first, before we get into that, I do want to tell you about our friends at mybookie.ag. If you're looking for the rest of March Madness, you're looking for a sports book home, or whether it's for Major League Baseball coming up, UFC fights, soccer matches, and then into football season, you need to check out mybookie.ag. Every single line that you could bet on, guys, every over-under, every prop bet, if it is out there to bet on, to wager on, you can do it with mybookie.ag. Just head on over today, use the promo code SECU, and you can get a generous welcome offer. On that first deposit, you can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. There's many different ways to make that initial first deposit, so check all those out over on the website. You can do so on your laptop or on your phone. They have a mobile-friendly website, so head on over to mybookie.ag today. Use that promo code SECU and get your welcome deposit today. Now, guys, let's go ahead and get into what I feel is going to be the most important three-game stretch for the Crimson Tide, and we're going to start off with October 19th, the third Saturday in the fall. So thankful that with all of the SEC realignment going on and all of the schedules changing and things like that, that this was kept in place. Tennessee and Alabama need to play each other the third Saturday in October, and that is exactly what they're doing still here. But the reason I think this is important, the reason I didn't start all the way back, guys, with, you know, Wisconsin and that Wisconsin and Georgia stretch is one, because they get Vandy on the heels of it. So it's hard to make that a three-game stretch because it's Vandy, okay? And also, that's early enough in the season where if at worst-case scenario, in no world do I see Alabama going 0-2 in that stretch at Wisconsin versus Georgia. I think they'll win one of them, okay? You got Georgia at home, so that's a positive, even though I think Georgia at this point in time is a more experienced and more talented team right now from a roster standpoint. Now, Kellen DeBoer, he's supposed to be a great head coach. He's supposed to be a great tactician. He's won everywhere he's been. That will be a intriguing matchup between him and Kirby Smart when that happens, and that Georgia comes to town on September 28th. However, this game right here against Tennessee, you're going on the road. This is really going to be Alabama's first SEC road game under Kellen DeBoer because, like I said, Vanderbilt does not count. Vanderbilt should not even be in the SEC, in my opinion. So You can ignore that one. Okay. That's just a luxury trip for the fans to Nashville, little weekend vacation. They go up there, get some work in. If you're Alabama, make sure everything's right, ready to roll. But when you go on the road, Kalen DeBoer and your staff and your players for the first time, I know you got Camp Randall. I know you got all that kind of stuff when you're going to Wisconsin earlier in the year. It is a different vibe when you're going to Rocky Top. It's a different deal. How will the new communication, everything work out? They've got helmet communication this year. That instead of signs and working on all those things. This is going to be, later on in the year. You get in October now, so you got several games under your belt. But it's going to be an experience. It's going to be a game that I've got circled just to see, okay, how does Alabama handle this first real SEC road test? So I'm excited to watch that. I'm excited to see the matchup between Nico Iamaliava, the new stud quarterback there for Tennessee, and the receivers that he has on the outside versus the secondary that Kalen DeBoer is going to be filling in. Listen, there's some young guys that are going to be thrust into playing. You got Red Morgan and you've got Zabian Brown, who are going with the ones right now. And that's two true freshmen there in that secondary that, listen, there's nothing but freshmen behind those guys because of what happened with the turnover of Alabama's secondary, right? There's going to be freshmen playing in this game. There's going to be, we remember what happened a couple years ago under Nick Saban, even when Alabama went to Tennessee, some communication errors on the back end and things like that. So how will the secondary handle it? How will the offense in their first real, I mean, this Wisconsin game is going to be a loud environment, but it's not going to be what the Tennessee environment is going to be. So that's a huge one, a big deal, because let's say Alabama at most has one loss coming into this game. At most, they could either be undefeated or have one loss between the Wisconsin and Georgia game. You win this one, you take care of business on the road at Tennessee, you're setting yourself up just fine for a tough stretch over the next couple of weeks. You drop this one and you move to a one-loss or a two-loss team, then the pressure starts to build up a little bit. So I think this is going to be a fantastic game. I'm looking forward to some of the matchups inside of the game. It's going to be a great quarterback matchup with Jalen Milroe and Nico Iamaliava. It's going to be interesting to see two secondaries that are both having to reload. Alabama's receivers should have just as much success against Tennessee's secondary as Tennessee's has against Alabama, because Tennessee's having to reload as well. Now, Tennessee went out and got some more experienced guys out of the portal, so maybe they're able to curb that learning gap a little bit sooner, but we'll see. It's going to be all dependent on how these staffs do in terms of putting guys in position to have success and also teaching and implementing their defense quickly. And I think Kane Womack on Alabama's staff will do just fine doing that. And then, of course, I think Tim Banks will do the same over there for Tennessee. So it's going to be exciting to watch. But October 19th, big game in Knoxville.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And this is the culmination of a five-game stretch, guys. So you're playing Georgia on September 28th, Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt, and South Carolina. Listen, so that's three games in a row, South Carolina at home. Then you get that Tennessee game that we just talked about. Then the Missouri Tigers come to Tuscaloosa. And at this point, Missouri may very well be undefeated coming to Alabama. They have a game at Kyle Field on October 5th. That'll be tough for them. And then they play Auburn at home the week before this game. So those are tough games, but I think Missouri is at a point with Eli Drinkwitz where they're more talented than both of those teams, and I think they're more experienced than both of those teams. And the quarterback play from Brady Cook was really good last year. Has Luther Burden back, Theo Weiss back, Mookie Cooper back, Marquise Johnson back, has Brett Norfleet back. So this is going to be a marquee matchup between that defense of Alabama and this offense of Eli Drinkwitz and company when they come into town. Now, I do think Missouri had to replace a lot defensively. They lost. There's two starting corners in Chris Abrams Drain. They lost Enos Rakestraw. They're having to bring in Toriano Pride from Clemson, who looked really good in their spring. We'll see if he's able to produce at that level during the season. And then also they're moving up Drayden Norwood. Injuries and stuff come into play this late in the year. Who has the better depth? Things like that. I would think Alabama may be able to develop some better depth by this point in the season because they've got a lot of really young, talented guys that they're working already this spring, going to be working throughout fall camp. And the hope is that when you have these young, talented freshmen, these young guys that you've grabbed out of the portal, different things like that, that you work them into a way where the calendar starts turning from October to November. They're ready to become guys who can give you some snaps, can come in and can play in certain situations. So that will be key in this game. But remember, this is the end of a five-game stretch for Alabama, the end of a four-game stretch for Missouri. So it's going to be a lot about that depth. Who has the stamina? Who has the ability to withstand some adversity? Because undoubtedly, I'm not even talking about losing games. I'm talking about adversity inside of games in terms of, okay, who's banged up? Who is injured? Who can't go? Where's the depth? All these kind of pieces come into play. I think I'm loving the coaching matchup here with Drinkwitz and with DeBoer, two guys that are hot names in coaching right now. Drinkwitz, of course, the SEC reigning coach of the year from a year ago, and Kalen DeBoer, we know what he did both at Fresno State and at Washington, and now is coming to Alabama and trying to do the same thing. I think a guy like Malachi Moore, that's the reason I put him on the thumbnail here, is going to be important because he can play that star position, that nickel position, and he can be used in the box at times to be a force player on the outside. And we know that Brady Cook likes to use his legs, and we know that Missouri likes to run that outside zone. So if they can come into Tuscaloosa and get that outside zone going, get Brady Cook picking up some key first downs with his legs, then Alabama could have a game on their hands. But if Alabama is able to come out right off the bat, stop Missouri's run game first, because there's a misconception about Missouri. People like think, oh, well, they're just going to throw it around to Luther Burden. They're going to throw it around to Theo Weiss, all these receivers, Brett Norfleet tied in, all of these guys that they have. It's predicated on, and we saw it with Cody Schrader last year, it's predicated on getting that outside zone going, being able to get some boot actions off of it, being able to get some play action, utilize Luther Burden in creative ways on the perimeter. So if they can control things at the line of scrimmage early, Alabama will have a lot of success there. But really, really tough to go on the road to Tennessee a tough environment, a good team. I think Tennessee's going to be a 9 or 10 win team this year. It's going to be a really, really athletic Tennessee team that Alabama will have played the week before, and then they have to come home and play Missouri. I think they're totally capable of winning both games, Alabama is, but it is going to be a challenge nonetheless, and it's going to be a critical stretch right there, 1-2, because at that point, you're looking at the difference between, like I said, you come into that thing with no losses, where if you've taken care of Georgia and Wisconsin, then you're set up pretty. And really the results aren't going to matter as much. As long as it's a close game, the playoff committee, you'll probably be in. But if you come into it with one loss, either to Georgia or Wisconsin, and then you go on the road to Tennessee, what happens there? You come home to Missouri, then things can start getting dicey, and you have one more key game left where you get a bye week, and then you take on LSU at LSU. We know going on the road to Baton Rouge is always difficult. It's always tremendous games between Alabama and LSU. That's a rocking environment down there.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To Alabama's credit, at this point, they will have that experience playing at Tennessee to draw upon. So they'll have a really big marquee SEC road game in their pocket to draw upon with some of these young players and some of the coaching staff that's in the SEC for the first time. But it's going to be a tremendous matchup. I think LSU is going to be a very offensive-driven football team. Once again, Blake Baker came in there to kind of correct things on the defensive side of the ball. We'll see. It's easier said than done. They're thin up front. LSU is thin up front. I could see this being a game where Jam Miller and Justice Haynes and Richard Young are pounding the football, even Jalen Milrow running the football. I think Kalen DeBoer is going to skew his offense to be more quarterback run oriented this year, because I think he believes in the depth that he has at quarterback. I think he can run Jalen Milrow and not be afraid to run Jalen Milrow, because I think he believes in, whether it's Ty Simpson ends up being the backup, or I think he believes in Dylan Lonergan. I think he believes in Austin Mack. I saw Austin Mack standing beside Dallas Turner at his pro day. Austin Mack is a big human being. This is a big guy, and he's a guy that I think they really, really believe in. That's why they brought him with him from Washington to Tuscaloosa. So when it comes down to it, I think Jalen Milrow, especially once you get later in the season, I think his legs, they're going to say, hey, let's use him and let's utilize that quarterback run a little bit. So going to be interesting to see that matchup always between how does LSU use Harold Perkins? Is he utilized a little bit better this year? And then, of course, you have the question in the secondary. This seems to be a common theme in this video. LSU has questions in their secondary because they've been a just transfer portal, carousel over there. LSU has in the back end. Tennessee, the same thing. Alabama's having to rebuild their secondary. So a lot of youth in these secondaries in 2024. And how will these quarterbacks and receivers take advantage of it? Of course, LSU's replacing Jaden Daniels with Garrett Nussmeier, who Jaden Daniels is going on after winning the Heisman Trophy to the NFL. Nussmeier has been around at LSU. He's had some experience. He's done some different things. So we'll see how things go there. But at Baton Rouge, that is a huge, huge deal. Now, they do get that bye week, Okay, do get that bye week, and that's going to be a big thing for the Crimson Tide after playing those two key games. Of course, LSU will also be coming off of a bye week. But guys, those are the three games in a row that I feel create the most challenging and are the most important stretch for Alabama. Please let us know your thoughts in the comments. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications. Remember to check out our friends, mybookie.ag. Use the promo code SECU if you would like that welcome deposit bonus. And guys, there's so much to keep up with in terms of football, baseball, basketball right here in the SEC. And SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet, is the place that you do so. So like I said, like, subscribe, turn on notifications. We would greatly appreciate that. And we'll catch you guys next time to talk more Alabama football, more SEC football, and more SEC in general right here on the best SEC entity on the internet, SEC Unfiltered.